Secretary of State Colin Powell today left Israel and flew to Amman, Jordan. He is nearing the end of his Middle East peace mission. While in Amman, Powell will brief Jordan's King Abdullah on the compromise he reached with Israeli and Palestinian leaders on implementing the recommendations of the Mitchell Commission. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
After talks with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, Secretary Powell laid out the timeline. 7 days of total quiet, down from Sharon's original demand of 10 days, then a 6-week cooling-off period, then a series of confidence-building measures, most important for the Palestinians, a freeze on Jewish settlements, finally a return to the negotiating table.
This is a package, it's a plan, it will work if we can get the violence ended. And so let that be our strongest wish, let that also be the object of all of our efforts in the days and in the weeks ahead.
It won't be easy. Overnight, 6 mortars were fired at Jewish settlements in Gaza. Earlier, a 27-year-old Jewish woman settler killed in a drive-by shooting. Powell called the killing a horrible tragedy, and Arafat said he had given orders to arrest the attackers. But in a rare news conference with foreign journalists in the West Bank town of Ramallah, Arafat repeated that he would not arrest leaders of radical Islamic groups as Israel is demanding.
I'm not looking for Hamas or for Islamic Jihad because we respect all these parties. And there is a union between all of us among our masses.
But Arafat said he will arrest anyone planning or executing an attack. At the same time, the Palestinian leader refused to condemn suicide bombings. He's done that only once, after the bombing in Tel Aviv earlier this month that killed 21 young Israelis. Arafat also accused Israel of not fulfilling its commitments under the ceasefire deal and said life has become unbearable for Palestinians.
They are humiliating our people everywhere. They are demolishing their houses, their homes, their factories.
There was some confusion about a remark Powell made about the need for international observers, long a Palestinian demand. Israeli officials said Sharon was surprised by Powell's statement. Sharon, like his predecessors, opposes any outside intervention and doesn't believe such a force is necessary.
I think it's much simpler than it looks. Because when there is a mortar shell, everyone here, when there is a rod side bomb, everyone sees. When there are Molotov cocktails thrown at a children's bus, you cannot hide. So we speak about things that are very clear.
Powell later clarified his statement on international observers, saying they must be agreed to by both parties. A timetable is now in place, but Palestinians say Sharon's demand for a complete and total cessation of violence is unrealistic. They worry that Sharon will use isolated incidents of violence as an excuse not to move forward with the Mitchell plan. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.